Okay, so we're in the middle of the topic of the Chepetz, and where we left off was we saw two approaches to the din, right? One that is it's formally speaking just a necessary component, part of the method of creating the shvuah, producing the shvuah, whether that's any shvuah, although that we totally rejected, but the svar was something which came up in the Chuvas Rashba, or hashpah, where you're formulating a shvuah for somebody else to be nishpah to, right, in Tosfos, or perhaps as a kind of a more moderate form of Tosfos, which can explain, you know, the fact that we find it only in Shuas of the Adam. It's a din producing Shuas of the Adam, having a Shua which is Chabo Shem Shuas of the Adam. That's one approach. Excuse me. Then we talk alternatively, right, that this is a din in Iyum. And this is true whether it's a Derabanan, like many Shonim say, or perhaps it's a Deraisa. We thought that the Chuvas Rashba sounded like he thought it was Deraisa. He says Shechmir Torah. He never says it's Derabanan. That the idea is that it's a that it's simply part of a, if it's a form of raising the stakes, of creating a threatening him. Now, what's the purpose of that? Of the Iyum, of raising his level of aim of awe and trepidation in taking Shavuah. So we said, Misvara, one could have thought that that's simply designed to prevent him from taking a Shavuah, lest it be Sheker. Because we want to do as much as we can to avoid the phenomenon of Shavuah Sheker. The Gemara speaks of it as something which, you know, was literally earth-shattering, earth-shaking, when it was delivered on Sinai. And it's something which all of society has to deal with. You know, it affects all society, it affects a person and his family. So we just don't want to have a Shavuah Sheker, and this is designed to, as another measure to prevent that. We noted that this becomes difficult, I won't say impossible, but difficult given that it's something which is required b'di'evet. If you take a Shavuah and you take it without this Iyum, so you have to take a Shavuah again, which the whole purpose of it is to designed to prevent you from taking a Shavuah Sheker, because we're afraid of Shavuah Sheker, right? So then it seems that it would be defeating the purpose for it to be a din which is Chal B'di'evet. Then you have to take a Shavuah again, you're exposing yourself again to the possibility. Whatever happened, happened, right? Maybe you can answer that just a formal, sort of a low plug, but I thought that it made more sense to think of it as a din which is designed to increase the ne'emanus of the Shavuah, right? We want you to take a Shavuah only if what you're saying is true. And therefore that we can believe you, we can consider, you know, what you're doing to be giving credibility to your taina. That's if the shvuah is something that you wouldn't take if you were mashakir. Now, to the extent to which that's true, we think Nikita Chevetz plays a role. Nikita Chevetz plays a role in assisting and boosting, right, the ne'emanus, because it's something which is, you know, creates a very palpable sense of fear and awe that you're being noked sefer biyatcha. And if you're willing to do that, to take a shvuah in spite of that, then we say, okay, so then yesh devarim b'go, then your shvuah confirms or gives credibility to your taina. Absent that, we don't have the ne'emanus of the shvuah, therefore we would require it again. And I sent you out that the Torah Stein says basically that, right? So that was what we left off with last time, correct? Did I leave anything out? I just noted that in terms of the scope, major difference between them is whether or not it'll be relevant for Shavuot Bidui, Bikadun, etc., or could it even be relevant. If you want the first approach, one B or A or B, then you have to wonder why it isn't. We discussed possibilities trying to explain that. Why isn't it relevant in those other contexts? Because it's just method of producing a Shavuot. So then why shouldn't it be something which applies there as well? If it's a din in Nikitas Chepetz, in Iyum, then, like I was saying, it doesn't seem to have a role, because the application in those contexts, there's no such thing as a chiyuv. We aren't mashbiya you, right? We don't think you should be taking your shvuah. So it wouldn't make sense to say there's a din, don't take your shvuah. But if you do, right, don't take your shvuah. Why are you taking your shvuah? The whole halacha of shvuas bidui, bikadim, etc., are all chiyuvim in the case that you do take a shvuah. So it doesn't really make sense to say that there's some sort of requirement in these contexts. What that means, apparently, if you're saying that there is that in order to be chayav, that's the din. In order for the din to apply, in order to be chayav a korban, then you need these things, and you need Nikitas Chevetz, that would not be something which would depend on whether or not there was iyum. It would require simply a shvua sheker, and that you have regardless. And if it's, we also noted separately that if it's derabanan anyway, that would take care of the problem. Okay, so that's just, I think, what we discussed last time, correct? All right, so now the third approach, I think, that you can find is something which I think is just, on a certain level, just based on the Gemara itself, something that is suggested, I think, by the, by, it could be understood as being suggested, it's already implicit in the Gemara, by the Makor. Because the Gemara says that the Makor for this din of Nikitas Chevetz is what? Pasuk which says Vashpiacha b'Hashem al Kei Yisrael. Now, the Gemara presents a machlokas. Bechanina bar Idi learns from this, right, that what? That you need a shvuah b'shem ha-miyuchad. And you understand that, because it says Vashpiacha b'Hashem al Kei Yisrael, right? But if you hold the alternative, the Gemara says, what do the Rabbanan do with it? Rabbanan say, l'ankud echad to b'yad. So here the question can be asked, what happened, how is that the makor? The pasuk says, Vashpiacha b'Hashem al Kei Yisrael, b'Hashem al Kei Yisrael, rather. Not El Kesrael, he wasn't yet El Kesrael. right? Okay, Hashemayim. So how can it be that that what we get from this is Nikitas Chevetz? So the truth is, I showed you, pointed out, Rabbeinu Hananel seems to, I think, anticipate this. And the Papul Charipta, you know, really explicates it even more, that it's really Lav Davka, the Pasuk of Vashbiachal Hashem Hashemayim. According to this view, Vashbiachal Hashem Hashemayim is really just a Maisa of Shuas Eliezer, where, if you read a little before and you read a little after, there was Nikitas Chevetz, right? The pasuk is really, you might say the requirement that Gemara is getting it from is Simna Yatcha Tachas Yerechi, right? It just happens to be that this is the pasuk sort of in the middle, right before this is a pasuk about Vayasim Simna Yatcha Tachas Yerechi, right after it's Vayasim Es Eved, etc. So that's really the makor. This is just, according to the Rabbanan, sort of just the pasuk that, you know, is surrounding in the middle of that. Okay, but maybe, you know, I think on a certain level, one could still say that that's a little bit dachuk. It's just a little bit dachuk. Because for certain, Rabbi Chanina Bar Idi is understanding this to mean, Vashpiacha b'Hashem al Kei Hashemayim. That's the pasuk, that's the makor. So the Gemara is shifting not only what I'm getting, but really where I'm getting it from now. Right? For Rabbi Chanina Bar Idi, Vashpiacha b'Hashem al Kei Hashemayim, that's Peshutik HaMashmo. That's what we're learning from that. For the Rabbanan, it's not that, it's right before and right after. So it at least leaves open the room to consider. Maybe there's a different approach here, yeah?
If you assume that the reason for the stamp is based on Eon,
yeah.
doesn't Rashi and Chumash talk about how the reason why Avram specifically chose to come up on the Mila because it was father's dam? I mean, that's why he wanted to do the Kita stamp with the Mila?
Yeah.
So I mean, how does that relate to Eon then? Getting the mitzvah was covered of. I mean, the reason why we swear on the
Scared of Eliezer. Scared of Eliezer?
Yeah, I mean, we'll get to that. You're getting to the question of, you know, which chafatzim.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that. But presumably there would be an element of Ema by the fact that it's being sort of evoking, you know, Shem Shemayim. Uh-huh. You know, it's evoking the Rabbanu Shalom. It could be that for Avraham Avinu it was Chaviv Alav, but it was Chaviv Alav and something that contributed to the Ema, probably not disconnected, meaning it's something Chaviv Alav because it's a mitzvah min HaShemayim. The same reason it's a mitzvah min HaShemayim, for that same reason, it should be something which Eliezer will be sensitive to. We'll come back to that, though. It could be that many Rishonim say, and we'll see this explicitly when we get to the question of which chafatzim are usable, that nitna Torah ben shkach halacha, right? That this is sort of a model, but the details of it, maybe even in some sense, sort of the essence of it, gets reformed with Matan Torah. It's a principle that Gemara and Sanhedrin mentions, but Rishonim apply it elsewhere, and this is one of those cases. So we'll come back to that. But in terms of just the Gemara, it sounds like maybe we can suggest something else, which is that perhaps Nikitas Chevetz, we can suggest, is a din in defining the Shvuah as a Shvuah B'Shem. It's a means by which the Shvuah becomes a Shvuah B'Shem, or it contributes to its status as a Shvuah B'Shem. That Tfisas HaChevetz, right? Let's assume Tfisas Sefer Torah, or Tfisas Tefillin. We'll come back to this. I think there's clear implications in terms of what's usable, right? But let's assume now it's maybe Torah or Tefillin, just what the Gemara says. Right? The reason that Tfisas Chevetz can facilitate, I'm sorry, that Tfisas Chevetz, Tfisas Torah, let's say, can facilitate defining a Shvuah as a Shvuah Hashem, you find perhaps some precedent for this in the Gemara Nedarim. Right? The Gemara Nedarim on Yudah Aleph and Beis speaks of a Noder Bar Torah, Now the Ravid there, cited in portion there, understood that no der meant pshuto k'mashmo neder. But other Rishonim, most other Rishonim interpreted otherwise. They think what's going on there is not a neder, and that changes the rest of the Gemara in terms of what's going on there. But most Rishonim think that it refers no der here. Sometimes the Gemara calls a shua a neder, and that's what's going on here. Like when you say neder b'mohi, it's just another way of saying shua. So neder is ladafka, it really means shua. What we're talking about there is shua. And what they say, so what they're dealing with there is somebody who's nishba b'torah, instead of saying b'shem, right? Instead of saying shame, so the nishba says either ba or b'meshekasa ba or ba u'b'meshekasa ba. Right, you say one of these things instead of saying shvua b'shem, b'shem. And the question that the Gemara then is dealing with is whether and when we consider that a shvua b'shem. Now the details there are complex and beyond our purview, but what's important is that in some scenario, the Gemara, in both Mishnahs it seems, the Gemara seems to be saying that whether or not we consider this to be a valid shvua b'shem depends on whether your tovis sefer Torah b'yadcha. If it's tavus lebi yada, in some case, it'll make it considered shvua b'shem. Now, the way the Ritva paskins here, the Ritva in our sugi here, and he mentions this Gemara, which I'll get to in a second, he seems to be paskin that if you say nishba ba, ani nishba ba, so that case, this is how he paskins halacha l'maaseh, so that case, whether that counts as a shvua b'shem, depends on whether you're tavus lebi yada. If you're tofes a Torah b'yadcha, then saying ani nishba ba is considered to be nishba ba'azkara shaba. Right, in the shame that's written there, right? Whereas if I'm not tovis labiyada, tovis labiyada, so it isn't. It's considered to be daito on the physical object, the cloth or the kvilin, whichever one it is. It would be considered not a nishba b'shem. Now this is not exactly the same thing that we have in our context. There we're talking about somebody who says ba instead of shame. And the question is, does Nikita Chivetz, you know, help us define what the meaning of ba is? But nonetheless, on some level, there's precedent here for the notion that by being tofes Hashem, by being tofes Sefer Torah, you can facilitate defining the Shvua as a Shvua b'Shem. And in fact, the Ritva here, right, the Ritva here is the one who mentions the Sugya, and he seems to have an implicit Havamina. He doesn't raise it as like a Kasha, but he just has an implicit Havamina. Maybe this is something which is one of the other here is superfluous. Maybe we, right, you shouldn't need both shame and Nikita Chevetz, right? The way he says it is, he says, one second, Ava Bisha Yeshba Nikita Chevetz or Torah, I'm sorry, hold on. Ava got the Kaimalam in Masech Zendarin. Shenishba b'Torah v'nakel lebiyado shvua gemurahim, meaning the shvua b'shame. The daita ashemos tichsiviba, command amar b'meshikatzuba. The hachal lo havi iu melo b'shenishba b'shame obekinui. So what's he saying there? He's saying that that you still need to say shvua b'shame. You still, you know, he's saying maybe once I have the dinikit tischevitz, I actually don't need it to be a shvua b'shame. I'll come back to the issue of shvua b'shame itself. I'll come back to that in a second, actually, just to mention it. We'll come back to it later. But the point he's making is, maybe I could have thought, once I have Nikita Chevetz, so I actually don't even need to say shame. Because, after all, look at the Gemara Nedarim, it sounds like, on some level, it can facilitate its being defined as Shvua B'Shem independently. Now, he suggests something, which we'll come back to, but we can suggest that perhaps, as an alternative to what he suggests, maybe the idea is right. That's what it's doing. It's defining it as a Shvua B'Shem. It's just another added level of defining the Shvua as Shvua Shem. Not only do you say shame, you're also tofes shame. That's part of defining it as a Shvua b'Shem. Now, I'll just mention briefly now, I guess, that the topic of Shvua b'Shem is itself our next sugya. I'll just note for now that this is something which is not viable if you accept the minority opinion of Rishonim, which we'll get to, that Shvua Sadeyanim doesn't require shame. I don't think it makes sense to say it doesn't require shame, but nonetheless, you don't require even askaras of shame, but nonetheless, you need to be nokit b'yata. But Rav Rishon don't believe that. Rav Rishon think it is required for Shvus HaDeganim. Now, the fact that only Shvus HaDeganim requires Nikitas Chevetz, right, on this account, so that works perfectly with those who held, and we'll see in the next topic, that only Shuas Adayanim require shame. Then it would make sense, right, that you only require shame in Shuas Adayanim, and that's where you're also only required in Negiz Chavetz. It's not a coincidence. That's because they're both part of defining a Shuas, a Shuas with shame. According to many others, and most others, that isn't so, that other Shuas require shame as well. But I would say, again, we're going to come back to it, that I think it does work with their opinion too. You could argue that perhaps there are actually two different dinim in Shvuah B'Shem, one of which just requires Haskar B'Peh, and then a second, which is unique to Shvuah Zadayanim, which requires even more. I'll just let it out now. I think one possible version of this, we'll come back to it, is that Shvuah B'Shem, shame is required, let's say, in all Shvuahs, just because that's by definition. Shua requires shame. That's one of the defining features of Lashon Shua, is that it has shame in it. That's what many Shonim assume. There's such thing as a Shua B'li shame. It just, by definition, requires shame. That's true for all Shuas. But then you have an additional source for the requirement for shame in Shuas Adanim, we could suggest. The mitzvah Vishmoti Shabbat. Right? We saw the last topic. Right? The Raman. There's a mitzvah Sheyizchayev, Mishim Zchayev, Shua Bezin. There's a mitzvah of Vishmoti Shabbat, to be Nishba B'Shem. And Nish Shvuah B'Shem is a Hidur of Kiddush Gadol, Yishav B'Shmo. One could argue that as an expression and as part of a Kiyum of Vishmoti Shaveya, so it's not enough that you just simply say shame, you also are Tofei Shmo. So we'll come back to that in terms of how it fits in within the world of Shvuah B'Shem. But the basic idea is this is defining the Shvuah here as a Shvuah B'Shem. I think this finds expression, several expressions in Rishonim, and I'll just mention two right now. Number one, the basic idea that Tfisas Hashem makes it a Shvuah B'Shem is essentially explicit in the Ramban. In Emunah B'Tachon, right, the Ramban in Emunah B'Tachon, prior to the piece that we saw last from the last topic, he says, "In your nachal moloshav, kol Shvuah b'nikita skev, it's given on Sefer Torah." I'll come back to what he says in a second. He says, "Shatora shmo shalachas baruch hu." This is his doctrine that he first mentions, I think, in his Alkama to Chumash. This Pesach Torah, that called the Kol Torah Kula is in some sense Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu writ large. So he says that so Toves the Torah is being Toves Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says right Veidu Shekol Shvuah Shel Torah Chavitz V'Yaduhu Shu Omer Lo Sisa Hashem Elokecha L'Shav Lo Omer Lo Sisa Shav Hashem Elokecha In Lamar Shasakein Kula Kula, and he says Lamanu Shah Nishba B'Torah Nishba B'Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Chol Nosei Sover Torah Nosei Shmo L'Chacham Lo Sisa. So there's a lot there that I'm not fully capable of understanding. I think it's much of that sefer is more the Sisrei HaTorah, the Nistar. But I think it is clear that he understands. He's talking here of Nikita Stevens as defining it as a Shvuah B'Shem, as being Nosei Shmo, right? B'Shvuah, yeah.
If you assume that it was based on the fact that Shmos HaShal Kadosh Baruch Hu, is that different than like the regular shame versus Kiyumian? Is Shmos HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a different than the regular shame?
Well, the Shmo Shagash Baruch Hu, that is, the whole Sefer Torah is obviously a different shame, right?
Right.
It doesn't have Kinuyim in the Sigyas that mention Kinuyim generally don't refer to this, whatever it is. But the point is that it has a status of shame, says the Ramban, I mean, that's his Kiddush, and that's what you're doing, is being Tovish. This is different than saying, sort of what I was assuming, what you would probably build off of from the Gemara Nedarim, which is, it's daita Hashem asaksiviba. It's you're saying Misha Nasa na Torah, the Askaro Shabbat Torah. And the Ramban is saying the whole thing is shame. Yeah. He gets to that after, we'll come back to that. Yeah, that's that, we'll come back to that, yeah?
Does it matter if the Kol Torah Kula is one shame or another bunch of shames written in it? Are that change the veracity of it as a proof to the fact that we're holding it?
No, it doesn't. But the Ramban has his thesis that it is so. That it is that Kol Torah.
Necessary to quote in order. Like, what about?
What am I getting from the Ramban?
What are you getting?
The Ramban is explicit that Nikita's Chavetz is being Tovei Shmo for the purpose of making it a Shvuah B'Shmo.
That's the aspect that's really important.
Yeah.
The whole Torah.
No, it happens to be the Ramban. This links well for the Ramban with his thesis regarding. That's not right. Exactly. Okay. No, the point. The Ramban believes that anyway. Right, the Ramban, as he writes in the Hagdama, thinks that that's a true point. That is, that the Sefer Torah is, in some level, some way, Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu entirely. And once, I mean, so that wasn't necessary for this, but he happens to believe that. But the point that I'm getting from here is that Nikitas Chemitz comes from the fact that this is making it a Shvua B'Shemitz. Being no say Shmo B'Shvua requires presumably not just saying a shame, but also being Tov B'Shem. For the Ramban, shame here is not just the Askaros, it's the whole thing. But that's not the major point. Yeah. Number two, another reflection Rishonim, I think, is in the Shari Shvuos. So you guys saw what he wrote? The Shari Shvuos, this is the Haggis Romanios says this is a the grandson of Ben Beno Shalariv. Others in the Hakama here they have it. Others write that it's a maybe it is a riff himself, just when he even though there's some shitos which are different, maybe it was the riff bit Yaldusa. I think it's generally assumed that that's not the case. It's not the riff. But he says several times, he mentions that this din of Nikitas Chevetz is a tekana derabanan, but not l'hatel yimah onishva. Where's it's a tekana derabanan for what? What does he say? He says that essentially, even right, the rabanan who disagree with Chinin bar Idi, that's not a disagreement min haTorah. They agree min haTorah that shua b'shem requires shema miyuchad, but they don't want you to be maskir shema miyuchad, right? Part of the issue of Yiras Hashem. They don't think we should be doing that ever, right? Even though the Torah maybe commands it, is matir it, but nonetheless, don't do it. We have a tekana, right? What's the tekana instead? Instead of saying shame, you'll be tovis, nikitus chevetz. That's what he says. He says, V'rabasenu zal defisha ra'u chomer atzkar shame am yuchad v'ha'p'u'ano shabala olam min onesh ha'nishban nishaker. So this is an akira's davar min haTorah. So they uprooted the requirement to say shame miyuchad in the shvua. Instead, what do they put in their place? This was in place of the shame of miyuchad. Everybody agrees you need shame miyuchad to be maskirit. They're banan. No. So they said instead, you're not going to actually require that because look what happens when it's sheker. Instead, we'll do something which is sort of mimicking it. I think this is presumably what you would be saying, right? Which is Nikitas Chevetz, so you'll be Tofes Shmo instead. That's how you get Vashpiach HaBel Kei Shemayim. So in other words, everybody agrees that really means Vashem HaKei Shemayim. But what does the Rechim, but we are not knowing that according to their Banan, right? So what does it mean? Hanshim HaShbinyam Le'Shvua Amura B'Torah. We don't actually practice it. That is the din. Min haTorah, but we don't lefi rabbanan that we were talking not to practice that. So what does it mean? It means just take the chevetz. Don't do the vashpiach b'shem el keshamayim. Literally, take chevetz instead. I think it makes a lot of sense to assume that this din is really in the model is mimicking some in place of the din shvua b'shem, which is the ikar din according to this opinion. Shvua b'shem and miyuchad. Just note that his parish gives him an easier reading with the next line of the Gemara about. Just the way the Gemara defines, right? The Gemara says after that, "Hai Danya, right? The Ashava, the Shem, Elkei Shemayim, Hashem Elkei Shemayim, Tara Midvar Mishnah B'Chozer." So everybody else says, "What does that mean?" It means he was Mashbia. It's a very strange reading. He said Mashbia B'Shem as opposed to and only B'Shem as opposed to Nikitas Chevetz. We're leaving out the this is really Ikar Chasam and Sefer. Meaning he wasn't Mashbia B'Nikitas Chevetz. He was only Mashbia B'Shem. That's how everybody else reads, including Rashi, right? Right, following, right? But he says, no, it actually, Kefshuto, means that somebody ignored the Takana Derabanan. Nikitas Chevetz, he didn't do the Nikitas Chevetz, that's correct. But that, what does that mean, he didn't do the, it means he did the din that Nikitas Chevetz was coming in place of. Namely, Shvua B'Shem. So somebody was Mashpia B'Shem Yuchad, Hai Dain, Dashba, B'Shem HaShem HaKashemayim, you don't need to add in separately, you know, oh, and it's only that. No, the point is, that was the whole point, that was what Nikitas Chevetz was meant to replace. Right, so that's what he says. This explains that Gemara, he makes this point. This is a very strong, it's a big chiddush to say this, what he's saying, that the whole thing is kind of, that Rabbanan were talking this instead of, with the agreed maker didn't, they just been talking this instead. That's all a huge chiddush, but it does give you a very simple reading of what otherwise is a strange formulation. Right, that's what he says. Garcinan, the Talmud, right, that's what he says, right, actually, if you direct the Kanas Kambin, Tiel Schevetz. He says, "Gamit kinyan kiel schevetz b'yad anishva b'makom askar shem miyuchad ve'ein bezin rashai l'shanos v'mshina lahachmir v'hizkir shem miyuchad v'shina lahakel v'lonot lachavitz b'yad makzir noso achi yishava k'derach tekam skam v'kiel schevetz He says, "V'lo yaskir mipiv shem shvuah al b'tachanas kamed garsina taman heichim mashbinam lei amar rabbi mashbinas so shvuah matara lechulei." Then he says, "Ukedirav damar rava the lachin kol mashana right etc etc." Choser v'nishba kedirav damar rava hay dana da shavah b'shem okay Yisrael nasa kedar v'nishba choser. Makes perfect sense then, right? Good.
Yeah. Doesn't it present this arguing with the
his chiddush is that it isn't so.
I know. But
yeah.
The
that's a huge chiddush.
Saying that.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, he's saying.
They didn't have to argue.
No,
with the
no.
Because, on the
what?
They didn't have to like redefine the pasuk if it's just a dinner
upon. Well, we'll get to the dinner short term, but there is no focus. So he's saying, no, the pasuk here is being brought as part of the memorial of Hechim Hashvinim. How do we do it? So we do it by Sayin Shem, Hamyuchad. So the Gemara says, that's true if you hold that that's what
we
do.
But do that.
Yeah, because that was because how did the Gemara start out? Hechim Hashvinim. How do we do it? That's what the Gemara's question was. What? B'shvuah HaMamar B'Torah, D'Hanyi B'Shvuah HaKha B'Shvuah G'Demayim. Hold on. The Rabbanan, we don't do that according to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say, we don't say Shem Hamyuchad. Midi Rabbanan, they don't say Shem Hamyuchad. So what does this mean then? It means we do the din that's in its place. Not the din deraisa, but the din derabanan of Nikita's Chavis.
Even though the Gemara is asking about Shua HaNumer B'Torah.
Yeah, because that was where the Memra come up, right? It says, Heichi Mashbinan Lei, the answer of Yehuda says in the name of Rav is, Mashbinan So B'Shvu HaNumer B'Torah. So now what is it that is the Nimer B'Torah? B'Shem Yuchad. The Gemara says, but we don't do Shem Yuchad. The fear of mentioning anybody, that line makes perfect sense. But the Rabban, we don't say Shem Yuchad. The answer is, but the model of this pasuk that he's quoting gives us a din, derabanan, that was instead of the din deraisa, so that's what we're referring to. Right? That's how he's reading. Okay. Alright, we'll see a third expression of this approach, I think, which is mukrah, coming up in the next question. Alright, so that brings us to that next question, which is just what chafatzim are ru'uyim for nikitas chavis. Which items can be used for Nikita's Chavis. So here the Gemara brings itself, cites two opinions. Rav Papa, the Gemara says Dafka Sefer Torah. The other opinion held that B'di'eved Tefillin can be used, or if it's a Talmud Chacham, even the Chachila B'Tefillin, that's all we have in the Gemara. Now Rishonim argue about other things. And presumably they're arguing on the B'di'eved level, that's not always clear. The Rambam, the Meiri, so they, or the Rambam really, so what he says is, Dafka, Sefer Torah, and Tefillin. Dafka, Sefer Torah, and Tefillin. I mean, just what the Gemara mentions, those are the items which must be used. Right? This is the Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos. Right? Anybody have the actual language? I think I have the Rambam.
I got it.
All right. So, erase it. Nah, it's more trouble than it's worth. The Rambam says, "Adanam sheshviyo glonik deschelis biyado harayim talim mechol nishba b'sefer Torah biyado nishba b'sefer Torah biyado v'machas tefillin biyado b'sheshviyo eino chozer v'nishba sharei achas Torah biyado k'mo sefer hin." So basically, it's very clear. It's limited to sefer Torah. Tefillin b'koshi makes it. Makes a cut, is how we paskin, because it's kesefer, it's also klat. But other than that, not. That's what you have on the one hand. Yeah?
Is the common denominator klat with the word say, like, what's the.
It's common. So mezuzah is, first of all, mezuzah is written usually not on. It can be written on klat. It's written on duchsostis. Basically, just three different kinds of preparations of the skin. I've never seen it. I don't think the Rambam described it, so that's how I know it. But
it's like when a child starts to write
it. Yeah, it's kind of. But right, if you have and klap refers to the skin that's been just the whole skin. After you've removed the hairs, so then you prepare it, pour powder on it, etc. If you just do it that way, then it's called klap. If it's apparently it's done pretty often is you split the skin, so then the part which is on top I believe the part which is Kneged Asear is called the Gvilin, and then and the part which is Kneged Abasar is called the Tzusas. Yeah, so number one, it's not necessarily written on the same thing. Mezuzah can be written on the Tzusas. It's a funny way it's a funny word. So you know, people don't talk about it usually. It's like a clap of Gvilin. Anyway, but also it's not a Chomer. It doesn't require Yibud Lishma, according to the Rambam, as an example. Correct, it doesn't require Yibud Lishma. That's a separate, according to the Rambam. Many Rishonim disagree with that. What the Rambam says is Shukamo Sefer. Shukamo Sefer. He doesn't say anything about Mezuzah. Presumably Mezuzah is out. That's the one extreme. Then you have the other extreme, which I would say is the Rush. Right? The Rush says basically what? Right? Nikita's Sefer Torah is filling, or Kol Chevet Shal Mitzvah. Any Chevet of a Mitzvah. And then you have the middle Shita, right? You have several middle Shitas, but one which is prominent, which we'll discuss extensively, is the Shita the Me'iri, that he quotes the name of Mixas Agonim, that what? Specifically, that which has shame in it, on it. Right, so it's broader than just the Rambam, right, of either Sefer Torah or Tefillin. And it's not just Mezuzah either, it's also Machzorim, Shlichos, right? Any Sefer written like ours, right? But it's not true that what the Rush says, which is B'chol Chei V'shal Mitzvah like Tzitzis. Right, so that's the middle sheet that I would say of the, that the Miri quotes the name of the Mixas Agonim, who these, I didn't bring the Mahadir, who these mitzvahs are going to mar, we'll come back to. The Miri doesn't mention who it is. The Mahadir in the version, you know, the popular versions, has a guess, I don't know if it's a guess, says, who he quotes Gonim, we'll come back to it. But he says here, right, that, which is, V'lamadish ain't sarach v'shuol liyos al sefer Torah shalim k'moshadimu mitzvahs Gonim. Apparently, Mixas Gonim passing like Rav Papa, right? Right? Correct, right? I mean, if you require simply a Sefer Torah Shalom, that means it's filling it out. So that's what he's saying. That we don't say that, but apparently some Gonim probably passing like Rav Papa. Below it, Elish Mixas Gonim kastu sh'apa nishpa sh'al tfilos v'magzorim sh'was ha'shvua v'chein b'kom makom sh'yesh bo mikros ba'askaras ha'shem. So then he says, that this is true. When come up on your marriage, Ravade had varm amitiim shashfua shfua apa machzorim vein tzorach lomar b'sefer Torah apa b'shein shalim. Right, so sefer Torah shlo kasa kil chaso. Let's say for sure is in. When come up on raya mikan tefillin v'chule. This is where he says that the tefillin, you know, you can't prove from this gemara once it says, you know, that you don't need sefer Torah, then all these things follow. That doesn't follow. He says, right, when come up on in raya mikan tefillin when come up on Torah kidasha. I will sefer Torah shlo kasa inu asa kil chaso and skadish. Doesn't have the same kedusha. So basically that's this middle sheet, and he says we come up on betzitzis for sha'ar klei mitzvah in yechizazam nikreis nikidus chemitz klal. The yesh chokim, does that meaning the Rush, right? That you can do it with tzitzis, for instance. Valchalchus d'rayim. Then he adds, so then according to either of the opinions that he's endorsed or either opinions that he holds are viable, namely either just sefer Torah v'tefillin or Machzorim, Slichos, Kein Shalanu. So then, what the question that comes up is Asher's question. Well, what is it? How does it work without Ravini? So that's what he says. He says, Macha Amru Be'inyan, meaning that works well for the Rush. The Rush will tell you that's, you see that in the original case was a Chepsa Shal Mitzvah. So he says, Macha, so he's responding to that. Since he says, Vatachashu the Rain, Macha Amru Be'inyan, Simna Yatfat, Achazir Echiv, Nemar Labasigya, Zo, Lo, Tzricha, Lamid, Chetzab Yadei, Nitna Torah, Niskat Shahalach. Right? That the idea, the basic idea, is something that you see pre-Matan Torah, but it has its own parameters post-Matan Torah
that don't include
that would exclude the, you know, some of the what was done in the original story. We'll see. We'll come back to maybe a different answer afterwards. All right. So now what we want to do is analyze this, and in particular, we want to analyze it in terms of the nature of the requirement, right? We want to analyze what can be used in terms of, and understand that in the context of what's the din for? What is the purpose of the din? So, if we go with the first approach, right? That it's simply part of the process of defining a shvua as a shvua, or right, defining a response to a hashpa, right, as shvua, and you're able to be nishpa to my shvua based on your Nikita's Davids, or right, that's 1B, let's say, or 1C was right, defining it as a response to, I'm sorry, defining it as a shvua sadayanim. So I think in that case, it seems like a relatively open question. It's not so clear why you might say one or another. It's not so clear to me. Maybe you could argue that to the extent that it's a shvua sadayanim, right? Mark, we have spoken about this, right? To the extent that it's a shvua sadayanim, the idea is to make it, to give it a shame shvua sadayanim. So why? Maybe you might say, davka sefer Torah tefillin, because those, right? Those represent, basin is meant to represent Torah, right? Alpiya Torah shirucha. Right, so Bezin is sort of representing Minikrav, you know, the Dvar Hashem, the Chol HaShefa Eloki that the Ran speaks of in Drashas Aran, through the paskening of Divrei Torah, right? So that's you know, part of what it means Minikrav Balabais Elohim, right? I mentioned it before. Elohim was a Kalel, Elohim was a Kalel. It's not clear exactly how he paskened. I actually asked for check for this Shiloh, because in the Rama he quotes both of them, and the Gemara ends up saying it actually there's no nakamina whether or not Elohim l'sakalel is to be understood lashon kol to mean judges, or Elohim l'sakalel b'lashon kodesh refer to the Ribono Shel Olam. Either way, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin you derive right if it's Elohim l'sakalel you derive kal v'chomer that Hakadosh Baruch Hu, right, if just the judges there's an extra iser to be mikal, so to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, or we say no, it means Elohim l'sakalel, but we also implicit in that is judges, because you could have said los hakel instead of los kalel. Either way, we end up with the same din. The Rambam seems to quote it in both ways in Sefer Mitzvot, which is unusual. And it isn't clear how we paskin on this. It's a mashmas dorshin question to some extent, but it has halacha l'maisa nakaminas. What is this? First of all, the reason I asked this is because when I was teaching it, I was very uncomfortable. I didn't know what to say in the end. You know, I would sometimes say Elohim l'sakalel, and I would say Elohim l'sakalel. It would be nice to get a chura on that. And the other nafkamina that would come up is when you're, right, Sefer Torah, when you're running Sefer Torah, it said you have to have kavanas shem when you're writing. I mean, the shem was the askaros, you need to have kavanas hashma. So, I'm trying to remember what he said. I think he said it was Zabek. That the recommendation in the Hilchos, just in the collection of, different compositions for Sofrim is have it in mind all suffix. So anyway, it doesn't help now, you know, how you say the pasuk in class. He did mention though, just an interesting story, the rabbi used to get upset that Mechus Chinuch will say Elokim Acherim, or write Elokim Acherim. That was a good Mechus Chinuch. I doubt it was Mechus Chinuch, like wrote himself, probably the old print, I don't know. Anyway, so the Dayanim who are representing, you know, Elohim, Elohim Yitzav Adaskel, Bekerav Elohim, Bekerav Elohim Yishbot, right? There's, right? Yeah, both. Bekerav Elohim Yishbot. So, that's something which makes sense, which you can understand as being linked to Sefer Torah, but I don't think it's Dafka. I can see it's something which is anytime you're taking a chavis or mitzvah, so you're entering into the world of the Ribono Shel Olam, which is who the Dayanim are representing. I think it's a wrong question. In terms of Nikita's chavis is iyum, so here too it seems like it's an open question, and here it's pretty clear what the determining issue will be. The question is, what level of iyum do you need? Right? Sefer Torah, you might say, right? Sefer Torah, tefillin, because of all the chumrah of the kedusha, so then that's something which person takes a second now and just thinks whether or not he really wants to go through with this if it's checker. Right? That's the kind of thing you need. Or, no, about even a famous mitzvah is maskir to you, you know, the Ribono Shel Olam, so something that too presumably doesn't create as much of a sense of awe and trepidation, but maybe you don't need that much. I mean, the issue is how much iyum is there is necessary. Yeah?
And according to the Maharani Rittenberg, it would be the same thing in terms of levels of beer, but also be the same thing in the Sefer Torah as considered a higher form of beer than.
Yeah, meaning the Ema is the Ema, right, the extent of the Ema correlates to the extent to which it's the amount of question of how much you need, right? We just need a little boost, so then if you're willing to do it, even if you take the Chayim Tzom Mitzvah, which is like, you know, reminding yourself about the Ribono Shel Olam, so then already we provide the Nemas. Or you say, no, it needs to be, you know, Sefer Torah Shalim. something which you're not knowing Kalas Rosh around this thing, and now you're touching it, you're holding it, right, that's the level of Iyum that you need. You can go one way or the other, and that would be the issue that you're, that presumably there's a disagreement about. Agav, what you would understand very well then in terms of Sefer, of the B'dievet, the Talmud Chacham, so the Talmud Chacham was more sensitive to, right, the, you can explain very easily, there actually is a Shita in the Yehuda that maybe really attributes the same level of Kedusha to Tefillin as Sefer Torah, the famous discussion that he has. It's not the Pashas, but you would argue in this case, that the reason Tefillin, let's say, is Yotze B'dievet Tefillin, and then you could say that, the reason you can be Yotze B'dievet Tefillin is because the Talmud Chacham is sensitive enough, it constitutes a greater Edom for him, even when he's no gate Sefer Torah or Tefillin, whereas the Stam Yid, he holds Tefillin every day. And that's not something which is sort of so threatening to him. Right, that's not something which is so awe-inspiring to him, but to somebody who's sensitive to the kedusha of the davar, it is. That's how you explain that. But what about the third approach? So here, we have the third approach that the it has to be davar sheyeshbo shame. So here, I think that obviously works perfectly with the mixas. She does mixas agonim. So we'll start with that. The Shita's Mixas Agonim, it isn't mukhrach to say that it works only for them. It obviously can also be a mid-level in terms of Iyum. It could also be what represents, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu is that your Tope is, you know, in terms of the Dayanim, let's say, Mikrab Balabais Elohim. So then you take something which has a scar of shame on it. But it works particularly well, obviously, with the Mixas Agonim. They mentioned in the Miri, you would think that it's Zavka of something which is B'Shem. Your Tov is Shema. And I think that one can actually prove that this theory is true, that the Shita is true, in this context. I'll get back to understanding it, the overall mixes, approach. I'm sorry, I will get back to the Shita of Mixes Agonim in terms of what it would mean in the other context. I'll come back to that in a minute. I'll come back to what else, whether or not you have to say mixes agonim, but it works. Meaning, you have to say, take the third approach, that it's a dimish v'bishmot. You have to say what the gonim say, which is that what determines whether or not it's usable is whether or not there's shame. That'll come back to. But just in terms of showing that this is that if you take mixes agonim, that can actually be a raya, not just that it's possible that it works nicely. It actually is a mukhrach. They understood it's a dimish v'bishmot. I think you find that in the Ma'arivat. Because the Ma'arivat, what did the Ma'arivat say? He says that in terms of Nikid Shevetz, what can you use? Something which even is Kain Mazarim Shalanyu, Sefer Torah is Tulin, or Kain Mazarim, right, like the Shita Mitzvah Gonim, and his proof is, he quotes a tshuva ultimately of Haigon, he quotes it in the name of the Mordechai. It's really the Mordechai citing the Armor Ruberg who's citing Haigon. That Haigon held that Ein matirin shvua b'shein. That's the halacha, right? That Rav Haigon was noeg. Ein matirin shvua b'shein, and he happens to mention that it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be that you mentioned shein. It could also be noke sefer Torah or tefillin the other. And then he says, and also b'machzor, meaning. So now just the background. Just to give you a little sense of the background, the issue that is the background is the Gemara in Nedarim Chafetz. The Gemara is discussing machlokes whether or not we allow for she'ela be shvua. Right? Do we allow for the basin to undo your shvua? Right? We all know from we just did this recently, right? That we're passing that you do, but it's machlokes of the Gemara. Niskakin lo keisrael, in niskakin lo keisrael. Now. There are two different interpretations in Rishonim. There's actually several different interpretations here, revolving around different issues. Number one, what's shame doing here? So some Rishonim say shvua is a shvua regardless of whether or not there's shame, but the din of in matirin is unique. It's a chumra b'shvua b'shame. It's one day in the Tosos there. Right? Alternatively, the assumption here is there's no such thing as a shvua without shame. So in matirin l'keisra, in niskagin l'keisra means we're not matir or shvua. Right, a shvua, every shvua has shame. And the other thing which is unclear is how does this square with the what we find later, which is there's machlokes b'sham v'sil about whether or not there's she'ela b'shvuos. So some say, right, that the answer to that is precisely the fact that we are dealing here with shvuah b'shem and there with regular shvuah, or alternatively that what we're saying here is not that this is that it's not chal, just that we don't do it. Right, that Rav Asi's din einis kaken l'kli Yisrael is not saying that it actually there's no such concept mechanism that it isn't chal. It's just that this is we're not knowing to do it. Either way, the Rav Haigon, Chuvan Rav Haigon relates to this, and in this context says that essentially it sounds like he's invoking the Gemara in the Darim Yudadam Beis, right? That this din of Shuvah B'Shem of Einis Kaken L'Kei Yisrael, the Rav Asi, is also true of somebody who's no kate a sefer Torah b'yado, and in that context he says or kate machzor and tefillin, etc., etc. Right, that also would be subject then to this din of Einis Kaken L'Kei Yisrael. Now, which is Derech Agav, it's a machlokes. It sounds like it's pretty clear actually in Rav Haigon and Rav Shimon quoted that nobody was saying that we pass in like this make our din, that we pass in like Rav Asi that Einis Kaken L'Kei Yisrael, that Ein Matir and Shuvah B'Shem, but rather that there was a takana of Rav Yudaigon, right, that he said we don't do it. We don't do it, we're not willing to do it. Even though make our din, we don't pass in like Rav Asi. So Einis Kaken L'Kei Yisrael, but that's make our din. Then we are careful not to do that, unless it's really Makutzarch. But either way, this is the tshuva that the Ma'ari Vayal is citing, right? So Rav Haigon who says that the Nishba B'Shem din of Ein Nizkakin L'Kei Yisrael, or not Matir Shvu B'Shem, right, that applies to somebody who's Noket Sefer Torah, or even Makzorim B'Tzfil. That's who the Ma'ari Vayal cites as the Raya, and therefore you see that for Nikitas Chebetz, you can use Lavdavka Sefer Torah B'Tzfil, but also Makzorim. So here, the Shach asks the crucial question, which is, how does that make sense? Right? How is there a raya from this Mordechai, meaning this Tshuva of the Maran Berg, the name really citing the Rav Haigon, how is there a raya from this that Nikitas Chepetz can also be B'machzor? And his point is simple. Right? Says the Shach. Right? You ever see the Shach? He says, the din, right, that din is a din in defining something as a Shvuah B'Shem, right, for the purpose of Einis Kaken L'Kei Yisrael. That's in Simon, that's in Yerodea, right? That is a totally separate question from what we're dealing with here. Here, we're not talking about defining a Shvuah B'Shem, we're dealing with somebody who's Masker Shem, presumably. The din is a din in Iyum, right? Nikitas Chepetz and Shvuah Zodianim is a din that you do Ma'ayim Ala Nishba, right? So once you, that's the din in Nikitas Chepetz, you do Ma'ayim Ala Nishba. So he says, so how can I possibly prove, right, that you have a that machzorim and sidurim, the fact that they're sufficient to define let's say in the concept of Haigon as a shvuah b'shem for the purpose of Einis Kaken L'Kei Yisrael, right, that din in the Gemara and Yudal and Beis that can be no kate, you know, sefer Torah b'yados lav dafka sefer Torah can also be no kate anything which has shame in it, right? So that for what? So to make it as if I say nishba ba shem shaba, to make it a shvuah b'shem. So that's what you get from Haigon. How does that lead you to say that this din of Nikitas Chepetz b'shvuos adyanim, which is a halacha that you need to be matil ema al nishba, that also can be done with that? How do you know that? Maybe the din here is that you need ema on the level of a shvuah chamura, of a kedusha chamura, of sefer Torah tefillin. Completely consistent with the fact that Haigon is saying that l'inyan the din of Ein Nizkakin L'Kei Yisrael. So shvuah b'shem, you need shvuah b'shem, that can also suffice. The lav gadik to say petar, like the Gemara in Yudal and Beis says, can also be tefillin. It can also be machzor. But what's this connection with that shvuah z'liyan? Right, that's a question that the Shach asks. And I think it's a question which doesn't really have an answer if you assume what the Shach did, which is that this is a din in shvuah b'shem. I'm sorry, which is that it's a din in iyun. Right, if the din of making discoveries is we want to be makil ema al nishba. So then there's absolutely no connection whatsoever to this Rav Haigon. There's no connection whatsoever to the din of Ein Nizkakin L'Kei Yisrael. That has to do with defining the Shvuah as a Shvuah B'Shem. If you say Ba instead of Shem, so then, okay. So what does it have to do with Nikitas Chepetz, which is being Matil Eimal Anishba? How much Iyun do I need? How do you know anything from this Shvuah? But if, right, this, you guys saw the chat, right? But if you say that the din is the din of Shvuah B'Shem, you're defining it, you're deepening its identity as a shvuah b'shem, right? So then you understand very well. You see from that, right, Rav Haigon, that to be defined as a shvuah b'shem, for his purpose was, he was talking about such that the din of Ein Nizkakin L'Kei Yisrael, that we're not matir shvuah b'shem will be chal. But the point is, what it is in Chal when it's a Shvuah B'Shem. So you see from that tshuva of Rabbi Gaon that apparently to define it as a Shvuah B'Shem, it doesn't need to be Sefer Torah or Tefillin. It can also be Mazor. So the din of Nikitas Chevetz, which is a din, bid, like a Hosafa, and the status of the Shvuah as a Shvuah B'Shem, can also be Mazor. So it's a simple right. Right? Now the truth is, the Me'iri doesn't say who these mixers are going anymore. But the Mahadir in the Me'iri says it's this Shuvah Rahagon. Now, if that's true, I don't know if it's true. I also don't know how he knew that. He knew that. Maybe he saw the Mari Weil and just assumed that the Me'iri is predating the Mari Weil here. I feel like the Me'iri would have said something about that. You know, where he got it from. But either way, if that's true, that the mixers are going in the Me'iri are really, it's just Rahagon, so then, right, and what you're saying is that what the Miri then is assuming is apparently they hold you don't need a Sefer Torah to fill in. It can also be anything with Haskar's Hashem for Nikita Shevetz. So he's already anticipating, predating the Mahari Weil, and understanding is this din is a din of Shuvah B'Shem. In bringing a raya from the context of Shuvah B'Shem for the din of Ein Niskakim L'Kei Yisrael, right, what they're going to say there as a raya, what you can use for Nikita Shevetz and Bishwas Leyanim, he would already be clearly implying that this is a din in being defining it as a Shuvah B'Shem. Again, the way I was arguing was as part of a din of Uvishmoti Shaveya. So we ask not only that you say shame, but that you hold shame. That would be a mukrach raya that it must be that their understanding is a din is a din Shuvah B'Shem if you can prove from that context. I will say, though, just note that you don't have to say, if you take the third approach, it's a dim Shuvah B'Shem, you don't need to say necessarily the sheet of mitzvahs is gone. It works beautifully, and I think it's clear on this account of the Mari Weil, and maybe the Mir himself, if he's quoting Rabbi Gaon, that they understood mitzvahs is gone this way, that they understood that this is what the mitzvahs is gone were saying. But I think it's possible to say the dim Shuvah B'Shem, but nonetheless, you can poskin.
Pardon the interruption. Any seniors interested in UMass, please head to the conference room now.
Did you say any seniors interested in UMass?
Yeah, UMass.
That sounds good. UMass. It was UMass.
The college.
I think it's possible to go with other shittas. First, I would say the most obvious thing here to say is you can also say the Torah is filling. That it would be limited to that. Why? Meaning it's possible to say the Rambam who held that it has to be Dr. Sefer Torah Tefillin is I think consistent with it being a din b'shuvah b'shem. Why would it be, let's say, Sefer Torah Tefillin Dafka and not anything with Haskaras Hashem? So I think here you can offer two suggestions, perhaps. Number one, you might say, based on the Rambam's idea, right? That in Hakdama, that really is a special din of shame to be Sefer Torah or Tefillin, right? He doesn't say Tefillin, but you could argue that if you hold that it's Kamo Sefer in this respect, then it would be true there also, that it's not just the Askar Shavuot, it's part of it, but a major part of it, more than that, it's the whole thing is Sefer Torah is Shmo Shachach Baruch, right? So that the din of Sefer Torah, so it has to be a din of Shvuah B'Shem, but we require for that not just the Shvuah with a piece of paper that has shame on it. We require it to be Topes Chepto, which is sort of shame writ large in a unique way, and that's specifically Sefer Torah. And the Ramban, in fact, links these two. Like I said, it was sort of a Shuv Matasi for me. I didn't see that Amunam B'Tachim before. I thought if you take the Ramban's idea, maybe you have a reason for the Kiddush Chepto being exactly Sefer Torah. The Ramban, then I found that in Munim B'Tachim he actually connects Nikita's statements with his doctrine and says that's the idea of being Gnosis Sefer Torah. We'll get to the fact that he himself then goes on to say that it can be applied outside of the Torah. But the other idea that one I think you could argue, I think I saw somewhere, this footnote somewhere, I can't remember where, but it may have been in the name of the Rabbah, I don't know, where that it's only because the every letter of the Sefer Torah is necessary for the Sefer Torah, and when you're Tofes, the Chetza, that's translated into being Tofes Hashem. Because part of it, if you're being Tofes Sefer Torah, and a Sefer Torah without any single letter in it is Chaser, doesn't count. So because of that, you're being Tofes, the Ksav is being Tofes every single letter in it, including the Shemus. But if I were to be Tofes, let's say, Mazarim, who don't have a din pasulus, you know, if there's something missing in there, so therefore I can't be considered to be topes every single letter in that. That, I think, would lead the presumably to mezuzah too, but
right.
Yeah. But as far as I know, that he suggested that only in the context of Sefer Torah. Yeah.
Why would it, can we do the edit for this person?
Well, I mean,
especially
yeah.
You say that, right, you just say that.
It's an image of a shame.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there could be added layers to it. If I'm a Rambanic, I'll probably say that at the basic level, you just need something with, you know, which that has satisfies this. But there's an additional, you know, the Sefer Torah Kalfaso is shame or because of what?
It's like a different just, higher level.
Well, that's for the Ramban. It is true, right? I mean, that's it's a different Sefer Torah. What I'm saying is, maybe you could argue, even if you say that you don't need that, but you have that, and that's the Chafila. And maybe all you need is to be Nishba be'askara Shaba. For that, we're suggesting maybe you actually need a din that is sold if the askar wouldn't be there. But you're asking why the chachilu would still require Sefer Torah? Maybe because the chachilu, there is the idea of the Ramban. However, I would have thought that within the third approach, there's no room for the Shita Sarash. That Bechev Shal Mitzvah, Bechlah. That's what I would have thought. Because how can that be Nisbar B'Shem? Right? How can that be Tovis Hashemo? But the Ramban himself, in the Sefer Emunah B'Tachon, right, he goes on to say that actually, even if it doesn't require a shame, he actually might oppose his opinion, even if it's just a Chavis Mitzvah, he somehow thinks that can still be consistent with the idea of it being a Shavu B'Shem, of a Nose Shema. Does anybody have the language? I don't have it. Where he says that essentially, it's Echad Migidav. Of the Torah sort of in practice is represented by the mitzvos, and you know, by somehow the Chavis Mitzvah is representative in a sense of really the Sefer Torah, so that by extension it can therefore be considered also to be Tovei Shema, which is interesting, and I think it's creative. Again, not what I would have thought, that if you think it's a din b'tfisa shein, it could be the Chavis Mitzvah, but I think with the fact that Ramban says it means that it's possible. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is this? Is read the whole thing? He says.
He says
like even if you think. Right, but I think his point there was he started out with it being your Tovei Shemo Shachar Baruch Hu in Sefer Torah, because even if you don't pass it, then the Kitzes Chavis requires that, even if you're going to be Chavis Shal Mitzvah. But that's still somehow kind of representative of the Sefer Torah. I think that's what he's saying.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe some side of the work, because since every single part of the Torah is essential, so once your Och is one of the Evar of the Torah, you basically have Shem Hashem.
But the Chit major Chiddush is that it's like
right,
looking at it as Evar Me'evar Torah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, again, you're talking about implementing a mitzvah that's written in it, but how do you get from there to there? So he's saying, but you get from there to there. Is that in as much as it's, you're implementing something which is written in it, it's like you're being Tovei's it. That's what I thought he was saying. Right?
Maybe because if you don't do that mitzvah, then the Sefer Torah is possible.
No, but that's not true. If you don't do that mitzvah, then the Sefer Torah is possible. Unless, I mean, if you're maybe for a mumer, those of that right, and you write the Sefer Torah, maybe then. But I don't know. I don't think it's what he's saying. All right, so we'll stop here for now. We just have one little part left.